to explain the emergency procedures on this British Airways aircraft. The captain and the crew are here for your safety. It is important that you pay attention and follow instructions carefully. First, check your seatbelt is securely fastened. Insert the metal tag into the buckle and tighten by pulling on the loose end. To unfasten, simply lift up the metal flap on the buckle and pull apart. You'll find the seatbelt sign in the panel above your head. When it's on, you must fasten your seatbelt. We'll provide extension seatbelts for infants. We suggest you keep your seatbelt fastened and visible during our flight, even when the sign is off. Your life jacket is underneath your seat. To use it, take it out of the container and place it over your head. Pass the tapes around your waist and tie them securely in a double bow at your side. Inflate your life jacket when you leave the aircraft. We will supply life cots for babies and life jackets for children. In the unlikely event of the aircraft having to make an emergency landing, you'll be told to take this protective brace position. We will now explain how to leave the aircraft in an emergency. Move quickly to the closest usable exit, taking nothing with you. High heel shoes must be taken off as they may tear the evacuation slide. Emergency lighting, including floor level lighting, will help you find your way to the exits. These are clearly summarized. There are two exits at the rear, two overwing exits on each side, and two exits at the front of the aircraft. Your crew will now point out the exits nearest to you. To open the main doors, pull the large handle inwards and upwards. The overwing exits are opened by removing this cover and pulling the handle inwards and downwards. The hatch should be ejected through the opening. Opening the doors and overwing exits automatically inflates the evacuation slides. The slide can also be inflated by pulling this handle at the main doors and this handle at the overwing exits. Jump onto the slide and move away from the aircraft. If the aircraft has landed on water, you should leave by the overwing exits. Other exits may be opened if above the waterline and the slides detached for use as flotation devices. As you leave the aircraft, inflate your life jacket by pulling the red tag. If necessary, blow into this mouthpiece to top up the air. The life jacket is fitted with a light and a whistle. Your oxygen mask is behind the panel just above your head. If the cabin air system should fail, this will be released. Stay in your seat and pull the mask towards you to open your supply. Please note that the bag does not inflate. Place it over your mouth and nose and adjust the band to secure it, then breathe normally. Do make sure your own mask is correctly fitted before helping anyone else. All electronic devices, including mobile phones, must be switched off. Whenever the engines are running on the ground, during takeoff, approach and landing, please ensure your mobile phone and any devices that can send or receive calls or text messages remain off for the flight. Any items with a flight safe mode should have this feature enabled now. Some electronic devices can be used once we're airborne. Please check High Life magazine. Take care your hand baggage isn't blocking the aisles or exits. It must be put under the seat in front of you or in an overhead locker. But place items in the locker carefully as they may fall and injure someone. As we prepare for takeoff, please make sure that your tray table is put away, your seat is upright, and your armrest is down. Finally, take a look at the safety card in the seat pocket. If you have any questions, please ask your crew. We hope you have a relaxed and enjoyable flight.
Take off. flight deck, getting your first officer speaking. Well, we're out at the end of the runway, ready for departure. All our checks are done, but we'd have it. We just had a call through from air traffic control to say that our slot has changed. Now, it has gone further worse, unfortunately. However, we have been dispatched from the gate, so air traffic control and London are working on a way of getting us airborne as soon as possible. I'm not too sure how long the delay will be, but we're going to persevere up here. I'm hoping not more than around 10 minutes or so. So I will keep you informed, let you know what's going on. We may well just go, so be ready for anything. In fact, I've just had a call through to say that it's 5 minutes, so thank you for your ongoing patience. Should be about 5 minutes or so before we get airborne.